Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today we're here for our wine review. And I have a Rioja. They keep correcting me because I actually be pronouncing the J, but when you speak in Spanish, the J is an H. So it's Rioja. So you saying Rioja is a region in Spain. So just like most European type wines, they're distinguished by the region and where the vineyard is located. So this is a Gran Rogado, 2014. So it's a little older, but these Riojas, just like I like a lot of the Italian Chiantes, these are the more smoother ones. They're really smoother. Like the Chiantes has the Sangiovese, and the Rioja has majority of the Tempranillos. So this is like 80% Tempranillo and 15% Garnacha Tinto and 5% Viura. V-I-U-R-A. Viura. So that's the combination of what this is. So it's a good price point. It's around $10.99. So a really, really good blend of a smooth tasting wine and with great flavor as well. So I had this and I wanted something that once I start eating it and pairing it with my food, I could still turn around and be able to just drink the bottle and finish it off without a problem. So again, like I said, this is from the Rioja region of Spain. Really smooth, it's a medium body, and you know, I always try to tell people it's a 2014. So a lot of these red wines, you need to do it between that 5 years or so, but this has a longevity of 5 to 7 years. So since this is a 2014 and it's 2020 right now, I still had a year left that I could have done something with, but I'm in a good shape. I'm in a good place with this. So let's take a quick whiff because I was drinking this and this was pretty good. And I took a whiff of this and I was able to say, what is this, you know, what comes out of this? So let's take a smell. So a little tobacco. When I was first drinking it, I was like, what is this smell? You know what I mean? And I was trying to figure out what the smells and everything is. And it has that smoky tobacco, not smoke. Let me rephrase that back. When you take a cigarette apart and you break it up and you just lay it out and you take a smell of it, this is what it smells like. So I was able to kind of just smell that and see what they said. And that's what it was. They said it was a tobacco vanilla. The vanilla is not popping out for me, but the tobacco is definitely is. So those are the aromas that's actually coming out. It's not a big fruit forward in this, but you got those complexities of that. But let's take a taste and I'll tell you what we got from there. So pretty good. It's still lingering. I got it open, so it's getting a little more tannic on my tongue. It's not really, really acidic though. So if I would have had the Tempranillo straight, it would have been a lot heavier acidity on this, and maybe even a little more tannic. But it's not. It's a lot smoother and in a good balance. Not a lot of fruit. But it gives a lot of, you got some oak taste, so you know, you get that wood taste in there. It's a little more, you get more feel to this than flavors. So if you're looking to have anything that you not really want a fruit popping out of that, this is really good. And it'll go well with a lot of your spicy dishes. So it'll take that spice down, because I was having some paella, chicken paella, if I'm saying that right. And it took a little of the spice down, but it didn't give me a lot of fruit forward on that either. So it was fine, but a really, really, really good tasting wine. Again, it's a Gran Lagrado. They has a Crianza 2014. So if you look at the top of that, it has a, if you notice, it says Crianza 2014 Gran Logrado Rioja. So really decent wine, and at a good price point. So check it out. If you like it as a pairing with food, it'll go really well. But as a sit down, it's not bad at all. But if you're looking for a little more fruity or whatever, this is not it. This is really smooth. I think from the beginning, you probably had some dark fruit. The longer I left it open, it kind of went down from there. But I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. Get me at urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. Or YouTube, go to Bougie Black Brother Network and see the most current Urban Wine Life actual videos, so you can see the wine and you can see the bottles and you can go from there. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Later.